Pro-Palestinian activists have taken to the streets of Hollywood. They want people to know that just in the past several weeks, the U.S. has provided nearly $1 billion to Israel in military aid.
Following the demonstration, protesters set out a march to the CNN building in Hollywood to demonstrate against what they say is a bias in the mainstream media against Palestine.
Los Angeles police officers escorted the marchers to the heart of Hollywood. One demonstrator said CNN is unwilling to tell the truth about Israel.
They mentioned people in Gaza as a terrorist 100 times. During their coverage, and not even once they described the victims as the victims.
Activists say corporate news stations have failed to report the fact that Israel is refusing to budge on key demands of the Palestinians, specifically the demand to end the military siege on Gaza.
The American news media is very biased. They give one side, in this case, to support Israel so that the people will get their congressmen to vote $5 billion aid packages.
Former United States Marine Brian Seligman says those aid packages will then be paid to American companies that are building bombs and missiles. Activists say fortunately the rise of social media has helped to reveal the lies of corporate news.
Those people, they know the truth. That's why they came on the main street, one of the biggest streets in Hollywood, and let them know, you know what, we know the truth, and you have to say the truth. You can't cover up for a long time. It's not fair.
The demonstration ended with a die-in to honor all the innocent Palestinians who have been killed in Israeli assaults. Ross Frazier, Press TV, Los Angeles.